All right, welcome back to another episode of Birmingham Live. We are live in Birmingham. This is Casey.
And this is Bill. And we're coming back to you week two of the kind of the shutdown with the coronavirus. And so we talked a little bit about that last week, probably spent the whole time talking about that. And so we're not really focused so much about all the new things that are happening in Birmingham because of the shutdowns.
Not a lot of new things happening right now.
Anywhere in the world. The Olympics just postponed, it looks like, for a year. And so, you know, we don't know at this point to the degree that businesses will have to adjust and reopen and so forth. But so we thought that we would do something a little different today. So who's with us today, Casey?
So we got Grandma B, my grandmother, and obviously Bill's mother. She has joined us for a couple different series that you've been on. So Birmingham Eats and a downsizing video we've done. So we're happy to have you on.
Glad to be here, guys.
Yep, glad to be here. So we have our social distancing practice in play while we're filming. So we actually have like 10-foot mic cords and all that. So we're all able to keep our distance as we record everything. So thanks for coming on.
All right, Mama. So as Casey said, we actually have enjoyed a little company this afternoon on the deck at the house. And so now we're kind of in our little studio here. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Mom. So I know I've been asking you questions for my 56 years, but tell us a little bit more. You and Dad both were born in Birmingham, right?
We sure were. Just blessed to be born here with a wonderful childhood and great place to live.
All right. So you were born in 1939.
1939. That puts me at 80 years old.
All right. And what hospital?
Well, at the time I was born, it was called West End Baptist. It's now called Princeton.
Princeton. Okay. And so where did you live?
We lived on the western part of town on Inslee Avenue.
See, I totally forgot that.
Yeah, not far from the fairgrounds. Of course, people walked a lot then, and we walked to the fairgrounds. We walked to the grocery store. We walked just about everywhere we went. I walked to school 8 miles in the snow. Not really that far, but I did walk to school.
And what I know you went to, you graduated from Shades Valley High School, but where
right.
You went to school though in Inslee?
I went to school at actually it was Fairview Elementary, which has since been torn down. And then my family moved and to the Eastwood, used to be called the Eastwood Mall area, and I went to McIlwain School then, and then to Shades Valley.
And then to Shades Valley. And where was Shades Valley High School now?
Shades Valley was in Homewood.
Yeah.
And it was a relatively new building at the time. Of course, since it's been torn down, and Shades Valley is now in Irondale.
Yeah. So it's changed a little bit. So in the day, how did you go to downtown Birmingham? How did you get to downtown Birmingham? I know you said you walked to school and all that, but...
Well, it is unbelievable. In my lifetime, I used to ride the trolley. And we would ride the trolley to church and get off as far as we could and then walk about a mile to get actually to the church. To get to downtown Birmingham, we'd take the trolley again. And then later on, we took the bus with the electric bus with the overhead
cable,
yeah, to downtown Birmingham. And I mean, it just thrills me to see downtown Birmingham revitalized because it'll never be the way it was in the 1940s, but it's coming alive again.
So what do you miss about the old Birmingham of the 40s and 50s? Anything you miss?
Well, it's just some of the special stores. You probably read about the old Britling's cafeteria. There was a Joy Young Chinese restaurant downtown, Loveman's and Pizzit's that you shopped. So it's those old stores that you miss.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been on a trolley or a electric. Maybe one time.
Well, have you been to
San Francisco or New Orleans?
Maybe. New Orleans. And maybe. San Diego, we also rode trolley.
That's probably about it. So then, obviously, so grow up, got married. I was already going to say that. Same, gosh. Got married,
yes,
had kids. The second kid, first son, was obviously Bill here. So tell us a little bit about, did y'all stay in Birmingham when they were born the whole time? Were they born in Birmingham? Did y'all stay here since then? Or?
No, we moved to Tuscaloosa, and Bill's sister, Lisa, was born in Tuscaloosa. Then we moved to Selma for 3 years, and Bill was born in Selma. Then we moved to Orlando, then Atlanta. And in 1976, we were thrilled that my husband was able to be transferred back to our hometown. So that's when we came back to Birmingham.
Back to Birmingham. So a little bit everywhere, but then ended up right where you came from.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's fun. So how was, I guess, since y'all been back, or since y'all moved back, and then since then, how have things changed, you know, even in the past 30 years or so, and seeing all the new things that have come up recently since then with the restaurants and things like that?
Well, the biggest change I can see is in the traffic.
Yeah.
Of course, when we left Atlanta, we thought the traffic was pretty heavy, and now we all know what it's like. And so Birmingham is more traffic, but it still has that hometown atmosphere. Through the years, we've known many people who have moved here from other parts of the country, particularly California, that just think it's just a treasure. They can't believe it. And I agree, it is a treasure.
So do you go downtown much anymore? You used to work downtown, didn't you? Where did you work?
Well, I worked at UAB, retired from UAB, so that's as far downtown as I went on a regular basis.
But who did you work for?
I worked for the Department of Surgery, Department of Pediatrics, and then for 20 years, I worked for the Alabama Organ Center.
All right, so you've been a part of the medical system in Birmingham,
right,
which today is still kind of a central hub, you know, for this part of the country, UAB.
It really is, and I'm proud to be have been a part of it, be retired, and be familiar with some of the well-known faces around UAB that have made a big dent into the medical profession worldwide.
Well, and
I would say we always hear about, you know, we had our Snowmageddon a couple years ago when Birmingham shut down. A lot of, you know, Alabama shut down real quick, but you kind of had your own back, I guess it was it the Blizzard 93, or
well,
was it that
course,
one, or was it?
Of course, I
no,
lived
it was
in the Blizzard
that,
of 93.
82.
In 82, I was working at UAB, and my family called and said there was an ice storm coming in that I need to leave, so I did, and it took me 2 hours to drive a couple of blocks and parked my car, and the interstates had closed. So I walked from UAB to Vestavia. And that was, of course, before cell phones, no pagers, no nothing. But as a word to the wise, my husband always told me, put some good shoes and a coat in the trunk of your car. You never know.
Yep, never know.
And sure enough, there I was with my good, comfortable shoes when my coworkers were, you know, limping along in their 3-inch heels.
You were just running right along, running past
right.
them, huh?
So, do you go, I know Birmingham is changing, and Casey is over here in his late 20s, I'm in my mid-50s, and you're 80, and I didn't honestly grow up in Birmingham going downtown just a whole lot, but Birmingham has been changing quite a bit. I don't know, did you go downtown much now? I know you go down to the Kirkland Clinic and some of that, but you may not have had some of the experiences that my boy here is helping to open me up to. Of course, the Barons play downtown now, and you got Railroad Park.
I know, we're getting excited for that. I always say that's going to be, I'm guessing, on hold a little bit of delay till the Barons open back up.
Yep. But But you've got that. We've been doing Birmingham Eats, which we've already done a couple of places downtown. We're going to do some more because there's so much going on downtown, Top Golf and all these other kind of things. So I challenge you, as Casey challenges me, to make your way back down to Birmingham. And there's still some of those same buildings probably that you used to see back in the day. And some of those are being revitalized. Some of them have been repurposed into condos and that kind of thing.
I have been to the Pizzitz building, to the food. It's not called the food hall, I believe it's called, not the food court. And Railroad Park. So I'm getting out more downtown than I usually do.
There's something down there really for everybody now. And there really wasn't that when I was growing up here in the 70s and 80s. It just didn't seem like there was much going on. So anyway, just thought this would be a good break to kind of give the perspective to someone that's been in Birmingham for a good part of her life, going back to the late 30s all the way to 2020. So thanks for joining us today, Mom.
Well, I enjoyed it. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. And thank you all again, and we will see y'all next week live in Birmingham.